for the planning commission as a committee. The word of God is so powerful. It's sharper than two-edged sword. You have to understand that the Lord, from this text this morning, wants us to know something about everything that you already heard and that you're hearing this morning. You may recall that we just got finished with our forgiveness series. Amen? Did you enjoy that word from the Lord? And you may recall one of the last things he said in Matthew 18:21-35, I believe he said, unless you forgive with your what?
Heart.
Your Father in heaven will not. So, you know, as I finished that series and as I was thinking about asking the Lord about what he wanted me to do next, he says, well, you told them and you showed them where it is, where that problem of unforgiveness is. Amen. You told them about how the Lord says, unless you truly do it from the heart, you're just doing platitudes and gratitudes. Oh, people got a problem with them. Don't get me wrong. Not you. I know. People. Not good enough to just say I'm sorry and act like it didn't have any other impact. The Lord said you just can't do the platitude. You have to do it from the heart. So as I was preparing and asking the Lord what to do, he says, well, you told them where it resides. Now let them know what to do about the heart condition that has infected everybody. So I kind of got to show you where the infection came from. And next thing I know, y'all getting ready to get into the series. I can't get about you today. Because as I started thinking about the heart, and out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And where your treasure is, that's where your heart is always going to be. And the Bible says so many things about the heart. But guess what? I found out that it got it early. The infection got it early, early, early. Read with me. It says here in Genesis 6, chapter 5. Chapter 6, verse 5, I'm sorry. And it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every, who did that was in the earth? Every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. No, that's an infection. And it repented of the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. We're talking about our heart, and we're talking about the heart of the Most High God. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. Someone said, but say it again, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise, because he's looking past our faults now. He's looking past our faults, and he's starting to see how he already knew what that we needed.
The heart is used in Scripture in the most comprehensive terms for the authentic person. Amen? It is a part of our being where we talk our desires, where we deliberate our action, where we decide to do what we're going to do. Amen? It has been described as the place of conscience by many people. And it's this decisiveness in our spiritual activity. See, some people think we're just here on Sunday to be spiritual in this activity. If you're spiritual, you're going to be spiritual 24/7. It describes the comprehensive person as a whole. You know, when people talk about you, they talk about your heart. His feelings, her feelings, your desires, your passions, thoughts, your understanding, your will, the center of a person. This is the place that God names as your heart. God names these places as your heart because he wants you to know that he wants to be a part of your heart. He wants to not only be a part of your heart, he wants you to know that if you give him your heart fully, he has something for you. Something that you can't have, something that you can't do by yourself, something you can't control. So I'm going to ask you again today before we get too much farther. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Peter. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Please say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Say it like you mean it. Now, this
is my Bible.
It is.
It is.
A lamp.
And a
lamp. Now, receive the word of God. Give God one more hand. The Lord knows the true intent of the heart, amen?
Amen?
He knows exactly what each and every one of us is really like. Do you know there's nobody... I'm going to say something that you might not know. There is nobody who knows the heart like the Lord. You don't even know your heart like the Lord. You know, and even if we've done horrible and terrible things, and I have, we come to realize it. We come to realize the error of our ways, and if we are truly repentant, amen, and want to change our lives, the Lord will forgive us and restore us. He'll put you back higher than you were before. Because you really weren't high. You were just low. You were just low as you could be. You were crawling around like a snake over that head. If you realize the error of your way, if you are repentant, and if you're willing to just give it all to the Lord, he will restore you. And this restoration is not only on you. You're going to see what he does here. And he allows others to around you opportunity. But you have to learn to do it to know it. In Genesis 6:5, we see that the Lord saw the world the Lord saw the world in the day of Noah. Amen. It wasn't a good picture, was it? It grieved the Lord. The Lord was ready to turn his back on what he had created. It repented him that he made man. That means he was walking with man and he says, oh, heck no. And this is what you have to do to your heart condition today. Amen.
Yeah.
If you haven't received what the Lord is telling you, and many in this world have the infection. They ain't got Bibles. I'm telling you right now. They have Bibles. They have scripture. They have knowledge. They know what to say. They know what to seemingly do. But what in the world is missing? The Lord saw no one was worth saving, yet Noah. Yet Noah found grace.
Yes.
Received God's amazing grace. Did you ever think about the people that God made himself?
Yes.
They were not interested in him?
Yes.
We're just talking about those people. They were wicked and they thumbed their nose up at his holy presence, amen? But in the midst of this evil, we did find in verse 8 that Noah found grace. What set Noah apart, everybody? Did you ever think about that? Do you understand the magnitude of this? This is to the Lord. The Lord was ready to destroy it all. I'm talking about heart condition. You see that he said that the thoughts of his heart in verse 5 was only continually evil. We're talking about a heart condition, amen?
Amen.
Don't get it mixed up with anything. And all that other stuff, the devil can disguise it in. He can even make that stuff look good. He can make that stuff look like, that's the right thing. No, it's not. The Lord says, he says, the thoughts of his heart was only evil.
And that's not enough, Jesus.
Those are continually in there. They never stop. Sometimes I read so fast I miss the blessing, amen?
Amen.
I miss what the Lord was looking at and what the Lord was trying to communicate. And you may do the same thing in your reading. And I read again and I read again. I've read it before and I read it again. And I read it before. But then verse 22 jumped out at me. The Lord told him what to do. He told him how to do it. You already saw that the Lord but gave grace to Noah. Amen. And verse 22 says that thus did Noah. Thus did Noah. Don't read past that too fast. Everything that the Lord told Noah to do, thus did Noah. According to all that God commanded him, so he did. Thus did Noah. One of the questions that I have for you is, can you put your name, can you put your heart condition, can you put your situation, your circumstance, whatever it is that's bothering your infected heart, if it's infected at all, and it was, unless you understand that the Lord gave us a key here. Somewhere along Noah's line, life, and somewhere along those 400 or so years, because he's an old guy, man, and he had been around for a while, but he wasn't perfect, and we're gonna see that. But thus did Noah according to the Lord, according to all God commanded him. Noah had faith in the Lord, and he obeyed the Lord. Can you imagine somebody building some 60, 50, 75 foot boat? What's a boat? It's going to do what? It's going to rain? And it'd be one thing, brother, my guy, but if somebody said, well, I want you to build me a boat and I need it in a couple of weeks. The Lord said, I want you to build a boat and then I'm going to make a spectacle of you for 120 years. They're going to talk about you. They're going to be up there on that hill. They're going to laugh at you. they're going to tell you your God isn't. What is rain anyway? Your God can't make it rain. Water comes from the ground. Rain? We've never seen such a thing. You're crazy. I ain't said Noah was perfect, but Noah, when the Lord spoke with him, when the Lord told him it's gonna rain, Noah started moving his feet. He had faith in the Lord, even though his family, I'm sure his family, but it was a good thing he had control of his house. And you're gonna see this in a minute. It's a good thing he had control of the things that God had given him. And you're gonna see that in a moment, because nobody else is getting on. His boat.
Wow.
Can you imagine all the ridicule?
Yes.
We won't even praise God.
Yes, yes.
We won't even lift up our holy hands. We won't even bow our head without thinking about something. Jesus is at 8. God's good, God's great. Amen. 120 years. You're about to make it. 120 years. You know he got it. You know he took one for the team, amen?
Amen.
And we ought to be grateful that he took one for the team.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Does this make you ever wonder how the Lord uses? Is the true intent of our heart is to serve the Lord and obey his every command? Is that your true intent? This is not a message to tear you down. This is the message so that you understand what the Lord is after. No need living your whole life and nobody taught you the truth. That will what?
Make you free.
The Lord's trying to make something out of you. And it may be that you need to have some stuff ripped away from you that you've been holding on to.
Amen.
This is a personal question about your heart. When the Lord says, Charles, when the Lord says, will you go? When the Lord says, will you do? When the Lord says, will you say it over and over again? No matter if there's only your family there, and no matter if nobody else is there, when you just keep on telling the people that it's gonna rain. Oh yeah, sometimes I was like, Lord, sometimes I know they were laughing at me. And I know you. I want to get a little taste of how you must have felt. This is a personal question to each one of you. I can't answer it for you. You must answer it for yourself. You do it for your boss, they won't even pay you right. Work all night and all day. You do it for, we used to do it when we were serving sin. Oh yeah, yes you did. Party all day, all night, party tomorrow, party all day, drink all day, drink all night. No problem. Come on, somebody. Give God a hand. No problem. You know it. Now to know the truth. And the Lord says, now I want you now to dump that junk. And it's about me now. Are you really understanding that he's looking for the faith of Noah? Thus did Noah. Thus did Noah. Can you put your name in? Thus did Charles. Thus did Brother Mike. Thus did Brother Carrington. Thus did Brother Gray. Thus did Sister Joy. Thus! You got quiet. We want to speak your name, man, don't you? I feel like shouting because the Lord is helping to reveal some things to you right now. These people are confused. They have been, well, I believe and I think. I do not care.
Praise God.
You already got me drawing a picture in my program.
Yes.
I'll be respectful, but more I can draw some crosses. I'll be trying to make them look good sometime. But it be the old rugged cross, I'm like, I can't put up with this, but I'm going to sit here. But I'm not going to spend much time with it. Tell me what the Lord said. Give me some cookies in my life so that I can make something out of it. Give me something so that I can make some lemonade out of this lemon. You know, we're often pulled by people around us, often those closest to us. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we'll be doing things contrary to the will of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we do that? And because we don't want to lose the what? Relationship. All of a sudden, the relationship is more important than your relationship with the Lord. So you'll start to compromise. Amen.
Amen.
You'll start to find out that the Lord, I don't quite see him, but I see that my spouse. I see my friend. I see my employer. I see my close friend. But you start to do things with the Lord in your heart. So you see why verse 22 gets to be a thing with people. They don't want to put their name there. Well, you know, he knows my heart. Yeah, he does. Start saying silly stuff like that. Yeah, he does. He knows that it is what? Wicked. Continually. It says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before thee in this generation. Did y'all notice something in there? I'm going to read that one more time for you because you might miss it. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house unto the ark for thee. I seen righteous before me in the Lord. It didn't say no. It didn't say his wife was what. Didn't say she was right. Didn't say she prayed. But I see something in you, Noah. It didn't say anything about the other seven of them that were getting on the ark. His daughters and his sons didn't say anything about that they were holy and righteous. But he said, I see something in. Let them on the boat. It only appears, according to this text, that Noah was the one that found what? See, sometimes you're thinking that you're all alone and you're thinking that you're not making any difference and you're thinking that whatever you're doing, nobody notices. God notices and it's making a difference. Give God a hand clap of praise because those who stand on the Lord, he will not. Let your foot slip. You're not standing on the Lord for no reason at all. I know the world, if the world was up there laughing above his family, he didn't say that his family was righteous. He didn't say his family was any of a particular character. He just said, I found grace in God's love and grace and mercy saved Noah and was extended to his family. Sometimes you don't understand what's going on in your family. Sometimes you don't understand why they hurt you so much. Sometimes you don't understand why it is they won't serve the Lord. Sometimes you don't understand why they won't turn around. They know they're going in the wrong direction. Now they're up there laughing with the people are phony. But because he sold you, he extends what he was going to do for you. Those that you know, those that are around you. And you see, no matter what our family does, no matter what our friends do, come on, somebody, talk about heart condition. No matter what the world is doing, no matter what anybody else is doing, you got to let the Lord know that I'm going to go do it your way, Lord. Amen. I'm going to stand on your word. If you listen, say amen.
Amen.
If you listen, say amen.
Amen.
If we really want to save someone we love, then we must be the one to live righteously. Amen. Before them and before God. Do I need to say that one more time? She said, we try to save them with our greenbacks like that's going to save them. We try to save them by keep picking them up and putting band-aids on their boots. But let me tell you something right now. Only the righteous. We must love them and pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
Beating them over the head with this. The Lord convinced me now. They're going to be up there. But if they don't have the mind to receive it, it is only our love. It is only our witness. It is only our mercy extended. It is only letting them see the Lord that is in you that is greater than that thing that is in the world, that infection that is all over the place. It is only that thing that can draw them out of that darkness into your marvelous life. Oh, I wish I could whip some upside the head. I wish I could have a can over to pour it in. Oh, there'd be crack kids everywhere I go. But it was Noah's righteousness, amen.
Amen.
I don't see in the Bible where any of Noah's family particularly went to heaven. Maybe they did, but I do know they got another chance.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I do know they got another chance. They were allowed to get on the boat. The ones up there laughing, they were finished. But the Lord gave them another chance. And because of Noah's righteousness, come on somebody, because of Noah's righteousness and nothing but the blood you have been given. The many chances. Get right now. Because the infection is real. The many chances. The many opportunities. The heart. When God separated Noah and his family from the people, he desired that they would be obedient and sin no more. But he knew, and we know that they obviously fell short of God's desire. Amen. Look away, 22. I'm trying to hasten along now. Might be chatty. You know, they fell short. The Lord said that the intent of the man's heart was, he says it here in weeks after they got off the boat, everybody had gone to the Lord's family. Amen.
Amen.
They offered sacrifice. And 21 says, the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is what? Yon was still evil. And the Lord, I really knew this. And I believe that Noah, he knew it as well. God saw that no matter what he did. Come on, somebody. No matter what you do, no matter how much money you give them, no matter what you say, no matter how you try to live, it doesn't make any difference. And if your hearts remain evil, but today we can thank God that Jesus came. Look beyond our thoughts and saw and it also appeared that instead of Noah's righteousness rubbing off on his family, that they infected Noah. You can go and read when you get home over in chapter 9, verse 20. So they were laid up at Drunkle's Stump. The boat, he said, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to send the great fixer. I'm going to send nothing but the blood. I'm going to let it come down through the generations. And I'm going to have you look up at that cross. And I'm going to have you know that if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that I raised my son from the dead, you shall be saved. Because you're evil in the heart and you need a heart transplant.
Yes, yes, yes.
You need a heart fixer. You need a mind regulator. You need somebody who's going to walk with you. 2 points. Ready? The 2 points actually come from Isaiah. Over in chapter 6. You have to see what it was that Isaiah saw. I mean, you already got the 2 points from Noah. Thus did Noah what? He did what the Lord said. Amen? Amen. So if you want to start fixing your heart, you just start doing what the Lord said. You follow his every command. But you know what? It takes a little something for people who have been so infected. Don't get mad at me when I say you got an infection.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 6. Does anybody have that? What a wonderful image of the man of God being transformed. Look at verse 5. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. Sounds like some place called the United States. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And it says here, then one flew with a serpent of the heaven, a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and my sin is purged. Look, guys. Isaiah and Noah even had an experience with the Lord where they saw. They saw clearly. And if you are a born-again believer, you can see clearly. You should be seeing clearly right now. There should be no question in your mind. There should be no struggle with you about what is evil and what's not. Isaiah had to soften his heart. Do you see what he needed? He softened his heart. Go back. He says, I am undone. I am destroyed. Basically, he says, I am destroyed. That old person, that old me, that old way of thinking, that old way I used to act, that way I used to come up here in the temple, the way that way I used to just be all pious, that way I used to be all righteous, I'm destroyed in your presence. I'm undone. I'm unclean. My lips are unclean. All that stuff I learned. Have your way, Lord. He had to soften his heart. Point one, you just have to soften your heart. If you want this infection to start getting rooted out, don't forget what David said. He says, I was born into iniquity and in sin was I conceived. Don't sit up there and act like you don't got the infection. You got it. And only the Lord can help you undo it. Even Isaiah had been going into the king for years and years and years and years. Noah had been seeing the goodness of the Lord. The man was 300 years old. Let's see. They floated the ark when it was 620. When he started building the ark, the oak of ark floated it in about, when he was 600, he lived until he was 950. The man saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, and he thus did what the Lord had commanded him to do. You can only think about this thing for yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. You might be the one to save the earth, to give somebody another chance. Come on, somebody. You might be the one that the Lord says, because of you, they can be brand new. So you have to soften your heart, okay? Write that down. Mm-hmm. It's important. You're not going to. That ain't going to begin to get on the trail to the infection unless you deserve it. Are you going to become undone? Are you going to become destroyed? Mm-hmm. So that the Lord can. What a revelation. Number two. Verse 8, you'll see it. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I. Come on, y'all. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. Send me. Here I am.
Send me.
What about your heart today? Are you prepared to say? Are you prepared to say in your heart, here I am, send me? Are you prepared to say that no matter what the Lord asks you to do, no matter where the Lord asks you to go, no matter where the Lord asks you to stand, no matter what the Lord asks you to say, will you say, here I am? You got to have this. You ready? You got to have this relationship with the Lord where you're willing to do what the Lord says to. Like Noah. Every command. Oh, I'm telling you now, when you start getting this thing, that infection will start running and fleeing from you. That infection will start going away. That infection will become smaller and smaller. You have the infection unless you have taken some of this Dr. Jesus and let him run it out of you. What's in your heart? I know they got the commercial, what's in your wallet? Get that. What's in your heart? This is a true story. You may know, I don't know. But there was a pastor in Ohio who had a surgeon in his congregation. And he convinced the surgeon, because he's one of those APAC pastors, he like got out of pain and all kinds of stuff. But he convinced his parishioner to let him just stand in the corner while he did an open heart surgery. Amen. The surgeon agreed to let him do it. And as he started the procedure, everything, he took the lady's heart out and made the necessary repairs to the valve. And, you know, they put you on a bypass machine, and that keeps the blood going. And they take the heart out your chest and they cut you open. And the pastor said, he's like, I think I should be sitting in the chair somewhere. You have to be careful with that. But he was so the physician, he fixes this lady's heart and he puts it back inside of her. But when he puts it back inside of her, they do this massaging to restart the heart. The heart wouldn't restart. He massages it again, and the heart wouldn't restart. Little concern starts to come over people's faces, so they get to do some more aggressive actions. They bring all the little things and shock the heart, and the lady's heart wouldn't start. And whatever happens in an operating room is that the surgeon took off his mask and revealed the size of Miss Johnson. He said, Miss Johnson, I have fixed your heart perfectly.
Stop playing.